Back here at the big Glass Tech board for another edition of Game Reflections presented by, of course, Glass Tech. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me for a look back at a couple of plays from the Broncos' big win over the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to get started first with C.J. Anderson's 16-yard touchdown catch right here from Trevor Siemian. Of course, you see him with a nice burst on the play getting to the end zone. Now, first of all, watch what Trevor Siemian sees here. Obviously, Anderson makes the move on the safety, gets him a slip. Then, of course, he's got the space, finds him. You see a good block from A.J. Derby there on Sean Lee, and that, we'll just rewind it back here. You know, got Derby engaged with Lee. That sets C.J. Anderson up. He's got the first down, and then you got the individual moves here. But the other thing to watch, look at the coverage. You've got the defensive backs deep here. Effectively, they're out of the play for the most part. Sanders has got the double team here. CJ, all he has to do is kind of go upfield into the end zone. It's a good example of taking advantage of the coverage offered by the Cowboys. You know, they're doing a lot of cover two type stuff, and you know, that's an outstanding defense. Teams have had some great success with it. I recall Tampa Bay doing a lot of cover two stuff back in the 1990s, but there are gaps in the coverage, and the Broncos did a great job of exploiting the gaps in the cover two type stuff that Dallas likes to run with defensive coordinator Rod Marinelli. Now let's look at some of the plays on the Broncos defensive side. Of course, they did a great job. We'll start here early on a key third down play with a 1 yard loss on a play here, Ezekiel Elliott in the open field. Darian Stewart, of course, making the nice stop. But it all starts pre-snap. You see here Will Parks coming back. Now what happens is the Broncos, before the snap, you had Parks, you had the showing blitz of Parks and Brandon Marshall. They were both over the A gaps. So you had Dak Prescott looking up and seeing blitz. They come back. You've got a four-man rush, but he's thinking pass rush right away. So he's discombobulated before the snap. That means he's looking to get the ball out quickly. He's taking his first open option. That's Ezekiel Elliott, way short of the sticks. And Darian Stewart's there, of course, reading the play perfectly, makes the play right there. Beautiful open field tackle, the kind of play that he's been making all over the field in the first couple of weeks. And finally, one more play later on in the game. Great play by Derek Wolfe for a 5 yard loss here. You'll see him just make the individual effort, beating the offensive lineman, making another play on Ezekiel Elliott. You know, he's going to start on the inside here, just follows the play, wins his matchup one on one. Outstanding work. But what else you see here? Domantas Pecco getting in the backfield. Adam Gotz is holding up his man. You see Todd Davis right there. If Derek Wolfe had not been there to make the play, just outstanding work. This is the kind of stuff you're seeing all the time from the Broncos front seven. It's why Denver's got an outstanding run defense, why the Broncos have been able to stop the Chargers and the Cowboys cold in the running game the last 2 weeks, why Denver's doing so well, a big part of why the Broncos are 2-0 is run defense on plays like this. I'm Andrew Mason. See you next week.